Well, 6:23, I'm Paul Robey. Great to have your company.
Music soft and low, just for you.
A lady who perhaps you thought had done nothing without Joe Cocker. Well, it's untrue. An album she brought out in 1976, a bleak 1977. Can't quite remember, to tell you the truth. Jennifer Warnes was her name, and the track there called You're the One That I Love. We'll be checking out the weather next on Trent. To get us to the half hour, though, here comes Al Stewart from the album Time Passages. It's the title track.
It was late in December, the sky turned.
It's a pity I haven't got the LP in here with me, because it goes on and on. But it's so incredibly good. Al Stewart and Time Passages. Well, it's 6:32 on Radio Trent. I promised we'd take a look at the weather, but just before that, how well are you up on the old centigrade? I mean, for instance, do you know what 14 centigrade means? Well, 21 years have passed, and we still haven't got the hang of the centigrade temperatures, apparently. A survey has revealed that while most people know whether or not it'll be hot or cold when temperatures are given in Fahrenheit, they haven't really got a clue what to expect in centigrade. Well, I tell you what, I've got a simple method of converting Fahrenheit to centigrade. No, hang on, it's the other way round. Converting centigrade to Fahrenheit. All you need do is double the centigrade degrees and add 30. Right, see how we do on tonight's weather, shall we? This evening, scattered showers can be expected. It'll be mainly dry overnight, though, and misty, with cloud thickening. Rain tomorrow morning. Temperatures overnight, 7 centigrade. Right, what we've got to do, double the centigrade. That's 14, you've got that. And add on 30. That's 44. Hang on, that's wrong. 45 degrees Fahrenheit is supposed to be the equivalent of 7 centigrade. Don't understand this. The outlook for the next 24 hours, though, is cooler and windy with showers. That's your weather from Radio Trent. A good piece of music there from Isaac Hayes. It's called St. Thomas Square. I wonder if it's anything like the old Market Square. It's music soft and low from now till 7 o'clock here on Radio Trent. There's that track I promised you from Daryl Hall and John Oates, our featured artist today. It's called Vegas Turnaround, subtitled The Stewardess Song from the Long Hot Summer, once again, of 1976. Well, I'm Paul Robey. This is my first programme on Radio Trent, so I hope you're enjoying it so far. A few more pieces of music to play you yet. Just like to remind you, though, in the forthcoming weeks, it's not Len Grote who'll be looking after you on a Sunday between 5 and 7. He'll be doing other bits and bobs in the forthcoming weeks. So instead, he'll be having the company of David Lloyd and Peter Tate. Not the same week, you understand, but as the forthcoming weeks progress, they'll be taking it in turns to present the programme. So if you would like a mention, or perhaps a piece of music played, you know, the sort of thing that we're playing you, the Beach Boys, Simon and Garfunkel, Beatles, anything like that, if you would like a mention, drop us a line, 29 to 31 Castlegate, here in Nottingham, and I'm sure either David or Peter would be pleased to do the honours for you. It's 6:42, as I say, a few more pieces of music to play you on this edition of Music Soft and Low. After the news at 7, it's John Shaw with SEP, the Sunday evening programme. Looking forward to that. Plenty of meaningful chat. A different style of music, but nonetheless pretty good. 10 till 2, it's Dave West, Sounds Across Midnight. Let's hope he can get through the door, and he'll be bringing Des Caffrey's Theatre Spotlight at around about 11:15. There's also the Castle Rock Preview and the 1 o'clock Weepies. I do enjoy that part of the programme. Problem is, I can never stay awake. I suppose we could always cry together now. That's a good idea. With a record from 1981 from Magna Carta.
Two drifters running free.
Magna Carta and the Highway to Spain. I hope they don't have as many travel problems as we're currently experiencing here in Great Britain. The problem seems to be that it's actually caused by people who decide to turn the signposts the wrong way around. It's true, there seem to be 1/16th of signposts all around the country which have been swapped around by some people who really don't want us to get anywhere, it seems. So if you see anybody turning them around, you know just what to do, don't you? 6:47 on Radio Trent.
Good news, if you're saving for that new